The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
First Take on this Monday. Thank you so much for being with us. Hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I am crewed up as always. Stephen A. Smith my right. Hello, hello. The playmaker, Michael Irvin. Good day, sir. Great to see you. And the one and only, my guy, Dan Orlovsky.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's good to be. You see the space that this man covers when he has his hands?
we'll talk about the tie later. We'll talk about the tie later.
The skinny tie?
It looks great.
Skinny tie, I wore the Cowboys.
You don't need to be commenting about nobody's wardrobe. I mean, you actually dressing down right now. I mean, I'm usually dizzy looking at your outfit. Right now, you are right. Molly, as always, you look lovely.
Thank you, guys.
It's a beautiful table. Right. It's a beautiful table, but it's a lot of blood and beating up is about to happen.
All right.
So it's all good.
Whatever you say.
Let's go there. Speaking of getting beaten up, what happened and what is going on with these Kansas City Chiefs? I will lean on you, gentlemen. The world beaters, now 3-4, trounced by the Tennessee Titans 27-3. Patrick Mahomes has not been the same this season. Mm. It's up for debate whether or not it's a Patrick thing or is it a team problem. He had no TDs, one interception. Mahomes is still searching for answers like myself. Here he is.
We have enough leaders on this team. We have to find a way. I mean, I don't know what that's going to take yet. We'll go in, we'll talk about it, we'll figure it out, we'll watch the film. But I trust that we'll find it. But that's what part of great teams are, is being able to battle through adversity. It's been rainbows and flowers and awesome for these last 2 years, but it's still early in the year. I mean, we still go get whatever we want, but it's going to take us getting better every single day. I think we have the talent in this locker room that we can make it happen.
So, Dan, we talk about parity in the NFL, but this offseason, I would have never imagined asking this question. But do you think the Chiefs will miss the playoffs?
Right now, absolutely. It's a bad football team. They do things that bad football teams do. I mean, you guys notice, first of all, they're third in the NFL in offensive penalties. You go watch the game yesterday, big play, penalty. First down completion, penalty. It hasn't changed. We're a third away through the season. Mm-hmm. The penalties still show up. Mm-hmm. They lead the NFL in giveaways. Mm-hmm. Way too many turnovers. Mm-hmm. Now, Patrick Mahomes is part of the problem. Absolutely. If we're going to praise him when he's playing so well, we've got to be critical of the play when he's not playing good. Right now, Patrick has to go from, I've got to be that playmaker, special talent, to game manager.
I've been saying this.
Multiple times yesterday. We showed it on Get Up where it's first down. He goes to throw the ball. It's not there, and he's got a check down right here. That's not a sexy play. It's not a talent play. It's a boring play that quarterbacks like me can make, and that's why he won't make it, because anybody can make that throw. But that's what this football team needs out of him right now. He's trying to make up. They were down 24.
How are you a game manager when you need points, though, Dan?
They were down 24-0 yesterday, and they had run 11 plays. 24-0, they had run 11 offensive plays. But that being said, the offense is part of this problem. The performance by the offensive line is bad right now. They traded a first-round pick for Orlando Brown. They're bad. So, again, penalties on offense, bad teams do that. Giveaways on offense, bad teams do that. They cannot stop me from anything defensively. Mm-hmm. They play man coverage. I got a saying, if you can't play man with the people, don't play man. They play man coverage all the time like they got locked down corners. They don't. Mm-hmm. The physical domination by Tennessee. So when is it going to flip? Mm-hmm. Who is it going to flip with? Okay. The trade deadline's in a week.
Okay. Yep.
So how are they going to get better? This is a bad football team right now.
All right. Hold on. Let me take this. I'll save you last.
Stephen A., you don't want this.
Please, you don't want this, okay?
Come on.
You stop your nonsense? Mm. The defense is trash. Okay. We conceded that a long time ago.
Sure.
Okay. The defense is secondary. I mean, listen, when you look at their front four, they're a bit healthy. They can get to the quarterback. They didn't have time to get to the quarterback because people were open. I'm talking about what did happen? 11? I mean, Ryan Tannehill completed his first 11 passes.
Yes.
His first 11 passes. 9 of their first 17 plays were for first downs. Yep. They can't stop a cold. I've been saying that for weeks. Their defense is trash. The only good game they had was the second half against the Washington football team, a team without a name and with a muffler as a quarterback. Don't get me started with the Washington football team. That's all it is, the truth. And that's all they had. Their defense is trash. We all understood that. And unless Dan Orlovsky is willing to sit here and say, Patrick Mahomes ain't the best quarterback in football, I don't want to hear anything from you, because I have nobody said that yet. This man has not looked like the best quarterback in football. We know that, and we want to say that. But when are we going to say definitively he's not the best quarterback in football? Because let me tell you something right now. I look at him, and I look at the defense being trash, and because of it, he's trying to overcompensate. You're right in terms of him needing to make the conventional play, the easy play, and stop looking to engage in heroics. That may be true, but it has worked for them in the past. It's not working for them now. Right. So now you've got three quarters of the season to right the ship. We got Andy Reid, a veteran head coach and a Super Bowl champion now. We got Eric Bieniemy, a big-time offensive coordinator. We still got Patrick Mahomes. You got Travis Kelce. You got Tyreek Hill. You got Mecole Hardman. You got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I'm saying that these brothers can sit up there and right the ship. I'm not trying to act like they were impressive yesterday. They were horrible. But I'm saying, could they right the ship enough to be one of 17 in the playoffs in the AFC? Yes, they can.
Let me tell you the issue here. And even watching Patrick Mahomes talk about it, and I remember it. I remember going through it. What they're going through right now is the reality that nobody's scared anymore.
Sure.
And you walk in a game, you think you're still that old team, and you think you're just going to shake it off and go back to killing people and dictating from an offensive standpoint, because that's what they've been doing for years. They dictated to defenses, this is what we're going to do. We'll make you do this and then tear you up. And they no longer can do that. And I'm going to tell you something. Every game you go in, I don't care that you are no longer the same team. Every game you go in, they're still going to say, well, these are the Super Bowl. They went back-to-back Super Bowls. That's right. What we're playing. So now you got to match that intensity when you have all the doubt that you have. I remember Dion coming in that room one day when we were talking. We had just lost another game. And he's like, Mike, we got to do something about it. I looked at him. I said, Ty, it's over. Yeah. The dynasty is over. That dynasty right now, as we know it, the Kansas City Chiefs, it's over. They will not get to the playoffs this year. Nobody's even talking about their schedule. They can come out of these next four games going into the bye at 1-3. They can lose these next four. They got a tough schedule coming up. They got New York, then they got Green Bay, Las Vegas, and Dallas. They can lose all three of those games.
That is a gauntlet.
That's 1-4 before the bye. This is over for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't know if they can get it back.
I'll answer your question. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is not the best quarterback in football. He is still the most talented player.
Right, we're talking about playing.
But he is not the best quarterback in football right now. He's not even playing top five right now.
I agree.
Right.
Stephen A., you know what offensive line has given up the most pressures in football this year? The Kansas City Chiefs. Right. So if we're going to sit here and say they are going to fix the things that they're not doing well, it will start with the offensive line. It can't. They're not playing good football. Right. Right. Their left tackle's not playing good. He's not a pass-blocking offensive lineman. He came from Baltimore in a run-blocking scheme. Their right tackle has been getting beat by like a drum all year. Interior has been incredibly inconsistent. Right. Mecole Hardman cannot be the guy that pulls the Chiefs out of mistakes. CEH is not going to be the guy that pulls them out of mistakes. If you think that they're just going to flip the switch and stop with the penalties and stop with the takeaways, I'm not buying that.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is let's take everything into consideration. In 2019, Kansas City had 45 sacks.
Okay.
Last year, they had 32. Okay, you weren't getting to the quarterback the way that you were. You blitzed about 7% more than you did the previous season. You have to understand that from a defensive standpoint, they recognize their inhibitions. Flaws, they recognize their flaws, their deficiencies, et cetera, et cetera. What you had was a quarterback that could make up for it. When did everything really, really turn? It turned to the Super Bowl when we saw Patrick Mahomes running for his life.
Okay.
Because the mystique that they had in terms of being an offensive juggernaut and explosive. Because remember, in the year that they went to the Super Bowl, they were down. They were down by 24 in a playoff game.
They were down by 17 in an AFC championship game. Right, right.
And everybody knew they were going to come back because their offense was that explosive.
Right.
The difference between then and now is that Patrick Mahomes is making some mistakes that he usually is a caretaker of the football. That hasn't been the case this year. Do you have confidence that he could clean that portion up?
Yes.
I do.
Yes.
And if he takes care of the football, okay, and he's willing to take the methodical approach that you pointed out, not looking for the home run all the time, then do you have confidence that
they – Listen, that kind of success.
Hold on. This is what I don't understand from this conversation. Sure. Is this a talent issue? Is this an execution issue? Is this a coaching issue?
Execution on offense, talent on defense. Execution on offense, talent on defense.
No, no, no. Molly's right.
So it's I want to know, like, can this legitimately be turned? You think it's three for three?
It's all three. It is
on
a talent.
Both sides of the ball?
Because if it's talent, there's really nothing you can do unless you're going to do something at the trade deadline, which is like tomorrow.
It's a talent issue on defense, unquestionably. It's a talent issue on offense at the tackle positions and the second wide receiver position.
Okay.
It is an execution issue on both sides of the football. They're calling man coverage on defense. They can't execute man coverage. They don't run the ball. And this is why when you fall in love as an offense with the run pass option, the RPO, your offensive line doesn't know what's happening with the football. Are we handing off? Are we throwing it? We're not great at run blocking. We're not great at pass blocking. So it's an execution issue, and it is a little bit of a coaching issue. Because at some point, I love Andy Reid, AB, they're phenomenal, right?
Yeah.
At some point, they are going to have to look those offensive linemen in the eye and go, we got to run the football. I don't care if they've got one extra person down near the ball than we do.
Okay.
We have to move people off the line of scrimmage.
They throw the football. They don't run it nearly enough. And as a result, when you're not effective, first of all, you're coming off the field. You're giving opposing offenses more bites at the apple. And on top of it all, you got a defense that can't handle it, even if it was a limited number of bites at the apple. So imagine what they're going to do when you take into them being bereft of talent and you combine that with them being fatigued. You got no chance as a defense.
But offensively, you've got enough weapons.
We all have gotten caught up in the dynamic, in the dramatic, and you want to see it every week. And Patrick Mahomes need to just play some boring football.
Okay.
The whole defense is dropping back. Just drop the ball off.
All right.
I don't know if he can do that. He has the capabilities to pull it off.
You're saying they're not missing the playoffs. Dan and Michael, you think they might be missing the playoffs. But I need to give Tennessee some love, guys.
No doubt.
Yes.
Because the Titans, on the other hand, they are getting hot. 5-2. Their only losses to the Cardinals and the Jets in overtime. Mike, I'll start with you. What is the Titans ceiling?
Man, listen, when you just came off of beating Buffalo and then the game you just played, beating the Chiefs, the ceiling, they can go where they want to go. They want to go to the AFC Championship. They want to go to the Super Bowl. They can do that. With that running game, with Derrick Henry, you know Derrick Henry's on pace for 2,100 yards. He will break the record on a 17-game pace right now. Mm-hmm. And with Ryan Tannehill, here's the thing that I think Tennessee has to understand. Why there's nobody that has made me and God have more arguments in this world than Julio Jones. How many times I've gone to God and say, oh, you love him this much more than me? What could you give him all of those gifts for? What about me? You know what I mean? Julio Jones. And they got
Julio Jones in
Tennessee. And he's a difference maker when he's the number two guy.
Yeah.
But when Arthur Juan Brown, when he's the number one guy, Tennessee can do whatever they need to do. They can get
Dan,
to
Dan, what do you
Bowl.
Think? Because there's been questions about their defense.
Yeah, they're in the conversation for the elite teams in the AFC. Their defensive line's really good, though. Landry, Autry, Bud Dupree are coming on. Their defensive line plays that way. Their defense can be good enough. I got a question. When you were playing, what was your size? How big and how much you weigh?
I was 6'2", 212.
So 6'2", 212. The three skill position players for the Tennessee Titans are different than anybody else. Derrick Henry is 6'3", 245.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A.J. Brown is 6'1", 225.
Yep.
Bigger than you. Julio, 6'3", 235.
Yeah.
No one in the NFL at the skill position has that size. No one in the NFL at the perimeter defensively can match up to those guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes Tennessee really difficult. The perimeter guys got to go, okay, here we go. This is going to be a big boy football game.
Right. Wow. Ryan's going to throw the ball 25, 27 times a game.
I'm so touched by both of y'all. The Tennessee Titans are going to be a difficult out. Wow.
Yeah.
Stop the presses.
You guys
Michael said they could go anywhere. He said AFC Championship game and Super Bowl.
The sky's blue. They going out, all right? They going to win a division crown. They might win a playoff game, and then they going out.
Let me tell you why.
Because even though Derrick Henry is that dude, make no mistake about it, and I know they got Julio Jones there with A.J. Brown, had a big-time game yesterday.
You're going to come back to Ryan Tannehill.
I'm coming back to Ryan Tannehill.
I'm not asking Ryan to throw 40 times a game. Did I let you speak?
Go ahead. Let me speak. All right.
Go ahead.
Dan Orlovsky, Michael.
This is a fight you don't want to get in.
Hold on. Let me tell you why. It's a very simple thing for me. Tell me a matchup in the AFC where they don't have a better quarterback.
Tell me a matchup in the AFC where they play one on one.
Time out. You give me Ryan Tannehill, I give you Josh Allen. You give me Ryan Tannehill, I give you Lamar Jackson. You give me Ryan Tannehill, hell, I give you Joe Burrow.
Talk to him.
You give me Ryan Tannehill, I mean, him and Derek Carr might be on par, okay? I'm just saying. And then, of course, I'm assuming Patrick Mahomes is going to be up in the mix. All I'm trying to say to you is this. The number three rushing attack, which
Tennessee's
going to
play this on a loop.
The number three rushing attack, which is the Tennessee Titans, and Derrick Henry is my brother. I love that brother, okay?
Right.
And I love the weapons they got. But I come back to Ryan Tannehill. And what I'm saying to you, Michael Irvin, and what I'm saying to you, Dan Orlovsky, is that at some point, it's going to come down to Ryan. They're going to say Ryan Tannehill, save the day. Save the day. And I don't believe, all I'm saying is use this. He's going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They can win a game.
Yeah.
They can win a game. I understand that. But I just think in this year, because I know they went to the AFC Championship game a couple years ago, with Ryan Tannehill.
Right.
I'm just thinking, Dan Orlovsky, seriously. The rest of the AFC,
wait,
what I'm seeing from them this
year. I want to try to get in Green Bay if we still have time here.
AFC's loaded.
AFC's loaded. That's where I'm coming from.
Right. Can take
we'll get back to this later. That bad man in the Packers.
He's a bad man.
You got something going well in your life.
He's a bad man.
They won six straight. Their only loss to the Saints week one. They have a tough test Thursday when they head to Arizona. That was just a shot because you're next, Stephen.
I know.
Here is a never, which we will
would
get into.
Would it be you, Molly?
A never satisfied Aaron Rodgers. All love, tough love.
The efficiency is just not quite where it needs to be, but we're 6-1. So, like I said on the field to Pam, coach's dream situation is winning and still being able to correct a lot of things. So, they're happy.
Okay, Michael Irvin, you said last week you don't view the Packers as legit threats in the NFC. Are you still not sold on Green Bay?
I'm still not sold on
Green Bay. Oh, my God.
Please tell me why.
Listen. Aaron Rodgers, everybody's going to talk about how bad of a man Aaron Rodgers is.
Let me just make one sentence before you go. So you're going to sit here with a straight face on national television, and you ain't got no problem propelling Ryan Tannehill to new heights, but Aaron Rodgers,
Right. Because it's a whole different battle in the NFC than it is in the AFC.
Really?
A whole different battle.
Really?
What he has to go through in the NFC,
really?
It's a whole different thing. And yes, my Cowboys are right on the block also that they would have
see
to
what
go
he did
through,
right?
And I don't see that.
Cowboys.
And I don't
gotta
see that.
Got to get in there. Bye week.
To be honest with you, with the issue they have on defense.
It's too early for me.
And I come back to the offense. I mean, I'm just looking at, okay, when someone does slow down Devontae Adams. I don't know about the heads right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going with this football? I don't see consistency, and I don't see anybody consistently making plays outside of Devontae Adams.
Okay.
And that's the issue when you look at him. Okay. Sooner or later, in the NFL, you're going to have to do something else. That's what we're talking about with Patrick Mahomes right now. He's going to have to do something else, and he won't adjust to something else. Will Aaron Rodgers be able to adjust to that something else when they get in playing better teams and they are taking away Devontae Adams? And that's my concern with the Green Bay Packers.
We'll know exactly who and what Green Bay is come Friday morning. They're playing.
Now, this is a good question right here.
That they have not seen so far this year.
Right.
They have not seen an offense capable of Arizona's.
You know what bothers me about you, too?
What?
Let me tell you something right now. You're not telling the truth. You're not telling the truth. Let me say this to you. I recall Tampa Bay getting smacked around in a game last year, and they ended up winning the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In the NFL, particularly when you have a quarterback this great, because he's a bad man, okay? When you have a quarterback this great, you can overcome a lot of things.
You make me mad, man. You make me mad.
I don't care. Listen to me. Here's the deal. I understand because I'm looking at Devontae Adams. He got 52 receptions. Tonvin got 15. Randall Cobb's got 14. Lazard's got 15. I got it. But I recall over the years, whether it's a Hall of Fame receiver and a Super Bowl champion, or whether it's a brother that's a brilliant football mind that played the quarterback position, I recall listening to y'all say, you know something? When you got a guy that throws you open.
Yeah.
He's such a picture-perfect passer. He could make the average look good, if not great. And so what I'm saying to you is this, fellas. If we got the playoffs, yeah, you depended on Devontae Adams. You're anticipating that's going to be that go-to guy. But then all of a sudden, a Scantlin, a Lazard, a Tonvin, a Randall Cobb comes into the mix. Even an Aaron Jones out of the backfield catching passes on occasion. When you got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, you don't rule it out. And when you're 6-1, 1-6 straight, and you got an opportunity to make sure that the road to the Super Bowl come to Lambeau Field because you only got one loss, you two football aficionados with your own shows all over the damn place, invading the airwaves with your expertise, you have the audacity and the unmitigated gall to sit here and act like he's not even a contender. Both of you should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of yourself. It don't make no damn sense what y'all are saying. What's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all?
I don't think Green Bay is not a Super Bowl contender because of their offense. I think it's not a Super Bowl contender because of their defense. If you watched yesterday's game, Taylor Heinicke gets ruled down at the 1 yard line. That takes a touchdown off the board. And Aaron Rodgers makes a ridiculous play on fourth down to Devontae Adams for a touchdown.
It's a ridiculous play now. Okay. How about me saying
it's a remarkable play?
How about me saying
it's a remarkable play?
How about me saying it's par for the course because it's Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
It's par for the course because it's Aaron Rodgers.
Me and Irv aren't saying that Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams aren't great. They're going to be
great.
A playoff
they're
team.
Great.
They're going to make the
they're
playoffs,
great.
And they're going to. But at the end of the day, they're going to match up against a team that has just as explosive of an offense, and their defense is not going to be playing Washington every week. Their defense is not going to get three red zone turnovers.
Oh, you mean what I just
going
to say about Tennessee? You mean that's what they're going to face?
Well, Tennessee plays in the AFC.
With someone. They'll have to keep
so when they got to play, when they got to play a team like the Rams, when they got to play a team like the Buccaneers, when they got to play a team like the Dallas Cowboys, when they got to play a team like the Arizona Cardinals that have a really good defense and a as explosive offense, more versatile offense,
okay.
More peace on offense.
That's what the question is. They might lose, but the fact of the matter is anybody might lose.
But
when you got Aaron Rodgers, you a contender, bro.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
If we had to ask you to take out your wallet right now and go, who's going to win the Super Bowl from the NFC?
I got a better one. If you asked me to take out my wallet right now and bet against Aaron Rodgers, I would sit up there. I'm not
exactly.
So sure I want to do that. I wouldn't want to bet against
you would take the Packers over the Bucks?
I'm saying I would be nervous about betting against
would you take
them.
The,
that's what I'm saying.
Would you take the Packers
question.
Over the Bucks?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you take
the
Packers over the Cowboys?
I might do that.
Come on.
It's a yes or no.
Come on,
yes.
Man. Stop
yes.
that, man.
You have the Cowboys.
No, you will not, man. No, you will not.
It's fluid.
No, would you take
not.
Would
no,
you take the
Floyd? No,
he goes so hard for his boy, and then you throw out a bunch of teams, and he's like, I actually want to take the Packers.
Man, you're letting him take the
argument. He's not changing the argument.
Molly, you're better than Donald. You're changing the argument, Molly. That's what you're doing. You're changing the argument, Molly.
He's destroying your argument.
He's not that place.
Would you take the Packers over the
no,
Cardinals?
No, I wouldn't right now.
Would you take the Packers over the Rams?
Yes. Yes. No. What I'm saying to you is this. If you're asking me to bet on Aaron Rodgers, I would find it very difficult to do that.
All right, so he would take, let's count the teams he'll take over that bad man. He'll take the Bucks, he'll take the Cardinals, he'll take the Cowboys.
That's all we're saying.
And he's not sure about the Rams.
Because Molly's a Benedict Arnold, that's what I'm going to call him, Benedict Arnold now, because she's changing the argument. What I'm saying is,
get a newer reference.
Any given Sunday, anybody can lose. We understand it. Listen, what I'm saying is, when you got Aaron Rodgers, don't talk to me about him not being a legit Super Bowl contender. He could take anybody out. Don't tell me he can't now. And y'all all know it. And let me tell you something right now.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers
right.
with the decision making and the dimes that he throws and the things he's capable of. Yes.
You need to relax.
The NFC teams
we need to all take a break.
Have great offense.
I'm very relaxed.
So Aaron Rodgers taking somebody out. It's not going to happen by himself. He's going to need his defense to make some stops.
Right.
That's all we're saying. And they can't make stops against those teams that we're talking about.
It's the same man that's been calling
with the Cowboys
a
right
Super Bowl contender with their
right
defense.
Right in there.
All right, talking about right now.
Gentlemen, let's
all take a breath.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C eBikes.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X Card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Gentlemen, how about Joe Burrow and the Bengals blowing out Lamar Jackson and the Ravens to the tune of 41-17? The Bengals now have a share of the best record in the entire AFC at 5-2. The last time they had at least a share of the best record in their conference this late in the season was through week 17 of the 2015 season. Now, according to ESPN FBI, Cincy now has a 42% chance to win the AFC North after having a 5% chance to enter the season. Outplaying expectations. Ryan Clark is in the building. Good day, sir. We'll get to you in just a second. Stephen A., I want to start with you. Do you trust Burrow or Lamar more moving forward?
I can't even front. I'm watching Joe Burrow, Ryan Clark, Swagoo. They've been talking about this guy for years since he was at LSU. Dan Orlovsky's been talking about him. I'm watching this cat. He looks really, really impressive throwing that football. Yep. But to me, Jamar Chase is that dude. This brother is spectacular.
Yeah.
Without question, the offensive rookie of the year. Without question already, he's that special. And when you've got a primary target like that, and you still got cats like Higgins and Mixon in the offense, this offense can obviously flow. The defense is underrated. They really, really are elevating their level of stature. And I'm thinking about the AFC North. We see how the Pittsburgh Steelers
So going forward, though, Joe Burrow.
I'm saying because
over Lamar Jackson,
because of this one position. I have been a stickler for many, many years. I know how electrifying Lamar Jackson is.
Right.
But I've been a stickler for years about when you play the quarterback position. I have to believe in your ability to throw the football consistently. I'm not thinking playmaking.
First,
you have to show me that consistently you can be accurate in throwing the football. That is my criteria for the quarterback position that I've been consistent about throughout my career on television. I'm very, very big on that, and that is the lone question I've had about Lamar Jackson. He was the leading rusher yesterday with 86 yards or something like that rushing. They had nobody else running the football for them. He was sacked 5 times. He was under pressure. I get that. I love that touchdown pass to Hollywood Brown. I get it. But consistently watching them throw the football, Joe Burrow just appears to be on another level.
The last time we stood in this spot, I had to kill y'all, right? Both of y'all, right? And it seems like I'm going to have to do the same thing today. You got your sunglasses you was wearing in L.A.? Because every time Stephen A.'s sleeve raise up,
You're blinded?
Oh, my God.
Ryan, I don't even know how he's walking around New York City with that.
Is this what we do now? So you can come on and have takes that aren't correct when you're walking around iced up like this. But it's Lamar Jackson. It's Lamar Jackson because we're talking about Lamar Jackson like he's a finished product. I mean, we're talking about Lamar Jackson like Joe Burrow's not older than he is. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson already has an MVP. Lamar Jackson isn't playing with the Jamar Chases. Lamar Jackson isn't playing with the Joe Mixons. Right now, all of his running backs are my age. Right. All of his running backs were on teams and cut and released. That's why he's the leading rusher. That's why he has to go for 500 yards in prime time to get this team a win. Lamar Jackson is playing at such a high level right now. I think that we are ignoring it because we've seen it before. Right, we saw him win the MVP. We saw him carry a team. Lamar Jackson is on pace to again give us something we've never seen, and y'all act like it's not happening.
I'm gonna give it to him first.
Yeah, and we're not saying he's not doing what he's doing. First of all, let me back up just a little bit and reverse here, because the last time we sat here, we were talking about Justin Fields, and when I see Justin Fields right now, I said he should be starting. You said he should be starting. Why you saying you won last time? You killed us. Yes. If Justin Fields looking
you are blowing up this stuff right there. You didn't kill anybody. You did not do that.
How he's playing.
Y'all gonna back up.
So let's
right here. Don't get it's a lot of it's that. A lot of that.
You
now.
Get on out of here with that. But now when we start talking about these two quarterbacks, and both of these are great quarterbacks, man, for their football team. But I can't help but kind of throw myself in there. Personally, I want a quarterback that's using his arms as his primary weapon, especially if I'm playing wide receiver because I want to feed my kids, too. I want to catch some passes, too. And Joe Burrow, spread that ball around. Let me tell you something. Cincinnati remind me a lot of that young team that we had back in 91, right on the verge. And when I saw yesterday, I was like, I want to believe in Cincinnati, but I'm afraid. And then I saw Joe pull up yesterday in that suit. Oh, my God. Did y'all see that suit? Did y'all see what he wore yesterday? Did y'all see that suit right there? I said, oh, that's a winner suit right there. Ain't nowhere in the world they're about to lose this football game. I was like, I want to change my pick right there. That says they knew something. They know something.
Listen, I have a point to make. Here's the one thing about your old Dallas team and this Cincinnati Bengals team.
What's that?
That Dallas team ain't have a wide receiver as good as Ja'Marr Chase.
You believe that? I believe that.
They ain't have a receiver as good as Ja'Marr Chase. That's the first thing.
We're talking about gifts now. He has more gifts. We got to see if he has more rings. We're talking about gifts. There are two things in there. There are gifts and rings. Now you got to marry those gifts.
Go ahead. Because I want to get back in.
That's
my point.
And you're right. They do got some research.
Let me let y'all know where I'm coming from. When I watch Lamar Jackson, what have I been saying on this set? This accuracy. Brother is electrifying. He's special. We get all of that. In three of his four playoff games, he finally won a playoff game last year, all right, when I forgot who he beat. I'm sorry.
Titans.
He beat the Titans, lost to Buffalo. Okay.
Yep.
In three of the four games that he's lost the playoff game, you know, he threw for less than 60% completion. I'm saying to you what I'm seeing from him in the regular season. I keep saying I need to see that in the postseason. When I look at Joe Burrow, we don't have that concern. We know he's a passer. He can run with the football occasionally. No one can run like Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And Lamar Jackson's an electrifying playmaker, and we know all of that. But you have to be able to throw the football
The crazy thing is this is what happened with Lamar Jackson, right? Lamar Jackson, we don't know if we could draft him. We draft him 32. He comes in, starts for Joe Flacco. Oh, but it's still not enough. He lost in the playoffs. Let's move the line back again. Oh, he comes in. Now he's the MVP. He's played so great. They lose again in the playoffs. Oh, he got to win the playoff game. He comes, he wins the playoff game. Oh, my God. Now he got to beat Patrick Mahomes.
Let me tell you why it's that way. Because Lamar Jackson, 25 years of age. How old is Joe Burrow?
They both 24.
Okay, so he's 24. Josh Allen, 25.
All right.
Patrick Mahomes, 26.
Gentlemen, we're out of time.
They're right there. They're in his way. They're not going anywhere.
But he right there with him, too.
Okay.
Do we sit up here and say that about Josh Allen?
Y'all don't even have to take my argument. You're talking about moving the linebacker. Okay. You're talking about the competition that he has faced. Nobody's moving the line. The line is only one line. And the one line says Super Bowl.
That's a lie. That's not what we're talking about.
That's the only measuring stick that we're talking about. Getting to the playoffs. Can you get to a Super Bowl? I believe this man will.
Your team, girl. I'm going to remember that.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/firsttake. That's amazon.com/firsttake to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Bill Belichick showed no mercy against the New York Jets, coaching his Patriots to a 54-13 blowout win. Zach Wilson exited during the second quarter. An MRI confirmed today that a sprained PCL in his right knee is expected to keep the Jets quarterback sidelined for 2 to 4 weeks, a source telling our Adam Schefter. New England is second in the division at 3-4. Who wants to start this one here? Okay. Stephen A., with the AFC wide open, can the Pats go and make a run?
Well, they could, but I would say no, they're not going to. I don't think they're going to the playoffs. Just from a scheduling perspective and the fact that they're not the most talented group in the world, I think Bill Belichick is a great coach that's bringing them along. I see the development of Mac Jones week to week, along with some of the other personnel pieces that they have. But in the end, it comes down to two things, your record and your schedule. And I'm thinking about, you've got a road game against the Chargers up next, okay? I believe that's a loss. You've got a road game against Carolina. You could potentially win that. You got Cleveland after that, which I think could potentially be a loss, even though that's at home. You've got a game against Tennessee, two against Buffalo, and the Indianapolis Colts coming up. I see at least four more losses on this schedule. Best case scenario I see for the New England Patriots is a 9-8 record. And because of that is why I say no, no playoffs in the AFC.
Right now, I want to hear the argument that says they will be, or they can make a run. And I heard this, Dan. I want to hear this argument because I'm with Stephen A. There's no way we're looking at this team right now as a playoff team. Just by they only beat the Jets in Houston.
Yeah.
That's it.
They've also lost to the Bucs and the Cowboys by one play. So if we're going to – here's my thing. If we are going to say – and I agree with you guys that the Bucs and the Cowboys are two of the best teams in football, right? That's
right. Indisputable.
Indisputable. If there's a team that loses to them early in the season with a team that they're trying to figure out who they are and a rookie quarterback at the end of the game on the last play, how can we not sit here and consider them to be a good football team?
Well, they're a good football team.
Okay, so good football teams have legit chances to make the playoffs. So I'm looking at a team, again, first week of the season, they lose to Miami because Damian Harris fumbles the football. He has not done that in the last couple weeks. And I go with the New England Patriots. If you asked me 2 weeks ago, who were they? I'd say they're a really good football team that does not convert in the red zone, because Josh McDaniels had not figured out kind of, all right, how is he going to use Jonnu Smith? Watch the way they're using Jonnu Smith right now. They're not letting him be a route runner anymore. Get the ball to him. We're just getting the ball to him. Let him be an athlete. Hunter Henry has become the route runner. Watch how they're using Kendrick Bourne a little bit now. This defense is starting to play good football. The screen game is picking up for New England. I think they're a good football team. I think that they – here's the thing. The way I see the Chargers game, it's a bad matchup for the Chargers. What's the Chargers' weakness? Teams that can run the football against them.
And they can't defend the run.
New England will put a hat on a hat in the run game. They are going to pound the football against the Chargers. And I think Bill Belichick is going to look at the matchups and go, how do we minimize a little bit of the Michael Williams and Keenan Allen? I think they can go on the road and beat the Chargers. Absolutely. I actually expect them to. Carolina, Sam Darnold's not playing good football. Last 3 weeks, Sam Darnold's been playing bad football. I think they can go on the road and beat Carolina. So then they sit at 5-4 and go, and then we have a very different conversation when they go to play Cleveland. Who knows what Cleveland's health is going to be, if Odell is going to be on the team at that point. I think the Patriots can absolutely make the playoffs. I know their schedule is hard. I think they can beat Buffalo one time. I do. I think this is a good football team.
We like to do that. We like to measure and say, oh, man, you these guys, they play the top teams tough. And they did. They only lost, as you said, when they were in those games. And they were. But they didn't win any of them.
Right.
You know what I mean? You didn't win any of them. And in order to get to the playoffs, you can't just be in those kinds of games. You got to show an ability to win
Michael,
those kinds of games.
But, Michael, how about the poise we saw from Mac Jones? Super Bowl. I'm saying when Tom Brady came to town, all eyes on that game like no other.
Right. And man, what a performance. And I told you guys, I would have been so hot at that kicker. If I had a chance to beat Tom Brady and I lose that game, I'd have been so hot. And he's done a fabulous job. But to talk about getting in the playoffs with this team right now is not realistic. Though this team has made great strides, and I'm on WEI every week, and I tell them, listen, you guys, you have to look at the small increments, victories for this team. They played those games close. That's what you're looking at, but you're not going to the playoffs, and they certainly can't get anywhere near a Super Bowl.
Let's also pay attention to this fact. We make noise about what he did against Tom Brady. The week before that, what happened? they got shellacked by New Orleans and Jameis Winston.
It's the only bad game he's played.
I'm just saying, let's not forget that.
Yeah.
No, that's all I'm trying to say. Stephen A., I'm just saying poise in that moment. I mean, that is one of the most talked about regular season games of all time, and they almost beat him.
Yeah, I'm thinking he played without his money. I'm thinking he played without his money personally. They won 19 to 17. Tampa Bay won 19 to 17.
Yeah.
To me, that story, listen, Mac Jones played well.
No one's
saying. But the story wasn't Mac Jones. The story was how the inclement weather and how that defense showed up for New England against Tampa Bay.
I'm not so sure they're going to take out the Chargers as you are. I mean, maybe that Gilmore to take out Mike Williams. I'm not so sure. They will
I don't
run
see
the
Chargers.
Let me ask you this. Even into the future, how good do you think Mac Jones is going to be? Is he going to be like an elite quarterback?
Good. Yeah, I think he's going to be a top 10 player.
No doubt.
Because of the system that he is in, that plays in, they'll be a top 10 player at the position.
I
think he is a Matt Ryan type of player. If you watch him, he plays so fast. He plays so fast and makes good decisions with the football. He's going to be a really good player.
I'd ask you this.
What do you think the Patriots don't do well as a football team? Right? Because that's when we're talking about making the playoffs and teams who can and cannot, what do they not do now? Because I think there's 9 teams in the AFC that are legit playoff contenders. Tennessee? Absolutely. I think the Raiders? Absolutely. The Chargers? The Bengals? Baltimore? I think we're talking about Indianapolis is that team that can make the playoffs. I think we're talking about the New England Patriots, the team that can make the playoffs, and Cleveland.
You make valid points. You know what my retort to that would be? They do a lot of things good. Nothing really great.
That's fair.
When you consider who they're going to go up against. You know, one of those good teams that can make things competitive, but somehow, some way, you can close the door on them. That's who
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I look at the way the team has played over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and again, the efficiency on offense, the physicality in the run game, the decision making at the quarterback, the way they're using the little different pieces, and their defense is starting to play good football.
And all I would need, you ask me one thing, where are the explosive plays? I need that explosiveness that will scare me, and I don't see that.
And that's a fair point. They're going to have to be very methodical offensively.
Right. And that's a hard drive, time in and time out, with a rookie quarterback. And nobody's saying Mac Jones isn't great.
Yeah.
He's been playing great, man. He's exceptional. We're not saying that. Just we're saying he's not ready for
NFL,
a play.
Everybody can't get to the postseason. Everybody can't get to the postseason.
Listen, Stephen A., do me a favor. When you mentioned the Panthers, could you mention who beat them?
Oh, the Giants?
The New York football Giants.
The Panthers beat themselves.
Listen.
Goodbye. You need to go. Don't you have to go to Bristol and do NFL Live? I thought we were friends.
A dead clock is right twice a day.